You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome in. Time to talk a little Oakland Athletics baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, the winter meetings are done. We head into this sort of, you know, doldrums of the holidays, I guess, if you will, at least from the baseball side of things. Looking back now, what do you think about the activity of the Oakland A's during the winter meetings and shortly thereafter?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was very productive from their end. And not even just at the winter meetings, but, you know, going back a couple of weeks, those weeks that preceded the winter meetings, you know, they got a lot done, a lot that they set out to do at the beginning of the offseason. You look at the guys they brought in during that time period, just a handful of relievers, you know, Ryan Matson, John Axford, Liam Hendricks, those are guys, those are premier setup guys. A few of them, of course, have closing experience and guys that are automatically, you know, going to make this bullpen better. And that was, of course, as we've discussed time and time again, the weakest link of their team last year. So the fact that they did that and were aggressive in doing so, I mean, you know, they really set out to do this from the first day and contacted, the agents of Axford and Matson from that time that free agent window opened. And, you know, they never let down. I mean, I think the A's are sometimes in a tougher position than most teams when reeling in free agents. You know, they play in, of course, an older park that doesn't have much going for it these days. They're coming off a disappointing season. And you know, these are guys, you know, you look at Ryan Matson, he had, you know, at least a dozen teams going after him. So the fact that the A's were genuine in their interest for them and proved that right away and were able to bring them in so quickly, I think that speaks volumes to just what they're trying to do and that they're, you know, taking next year seriously and not really letting down and letting a rebuild, you know, season happen. They really don't believe in those. So I think those moves were big for them. And then, of course, getting a first baseman in Yonder Alonso, that was an area after, what happened with Ike Davis, just him having a little bit of a disappointing year and being hurt for most of it. That was a position that they wanted to, fill again, and they did so. And, you look at their roster right now and, going into next season, it looks like it's largely in place, which at this time of, the offseason, it is pretty promising. And, of course, a lot more can happen. There's all of January still, and they've never been afraid to make moves around the holidays. But I think they're pretty happy with what they've done so far.
Yeah, well, one of the things we've spent a lot of time talking about recently, and of course all season, were the one-run losses. And to me, that focus on the bullpen was huge. You mentioned Axford, Matson. I mean, guys who have even closed in the big leagues. Liam Hendricks, a real legitimate power arm, high 90s guy. Matson, were you at all surprised that they went 3 years on him, or is that an unfair characterization of the A's that they would be, let's say, less likely to extend lengthy contracts to guys?
Yeah, I mean, I am a little surprised. You look at him, he's 35 years old. He just had one good season after missing 3 years because of injuries. So, you're kind of scratching your head a little bit, but then you look at the relief market and you begin to realize this is what teams have to do these days to get guys like that. You not only have to, hand out the dollars, but the years are equally important to these guys, especially for a guy like Matson, who's had, his last, 4 or 5 years, there's been so much going on in his life. He wants stability. He has 5 children down in the Southern California area. So I know that family is very important to him. Staying on the West Coast is very important to him. And knowing where he was going to be, not just this year, but in the coming years. I think that stability is big for these guys, especially the veteran guys. And so I think, when negotiating with him, and with other relievers as well, I mean, they gave 2 years to Axford. and he's not exactly young either. But, you know, when you're trying to separate yourself from the pack, you know, you got to, that's what you got to promise these guys. So I think, you know, they're very confident in the fact that when Mattson, you know, is healthy, he's always pitched well. That's been, you know, the one constant about him. He hasn't always been healthy, but when he has the numbers, his stuff, he's been the same pitcher and he's been very consistent. And the medicals checked out well. You know, and you have to think, well, you know, this is a guy who did miss three seasons, but because he missed three seasons, you know, that's three seasons that, you know, he wasn't throwing. So maybe his arm, you know, is a little bit fresher, has a little bit more in it than, you know, other 35-year-olds out there. So I don't think they would have gone through with this if they didn't feel confident, you know, in his long-term stability, and the same for Axford. So it's risky, yes, but you know what? It seems like, you know, any move you make these days, you know, handing out deals, whether they're for 2 or 3 or 5 or 6 years, you know, any move is risky. And, you know, the A's do have to take a chance, and they wanted to do it, you know, in an area that they know that, you know, needed the biggest help.
Yeah, and as we've pointed out, I mean, you cut the one-run losses, let's say, in half from last year. They basically win that division, so a little effort in the bullpen might go a long, long way in Oakland this summer. Well, excellent stuff as always, Jane. Have a great holiday, and we'll look forward to catching up again next week.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, there she goes, Jane Lee, MLB.com Extra, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.